continues.
Al Jazeera America debuts tomorrow afternoon, perhaps the most ambitious news project since Fox News Channel went on the air in 1996. We are talking with Tom Lason, the president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Chris and Sherman, good to be here as always.
What does Al Jazeera America bring to the table?
They're going to bring a ton of money. And I hate to take something like the public trust and the Fourth Estate and journalism and all the things that we hold near and dear to our hearts and break it down to something as crass as the almighty dollar. But boy, these guys have a ton of almighty dollars to spend. Qatar's Al-Thani family controls this enterprise, and they have pretty much come out and said in their interview processes with their employees, listen, we don't care about the money. You don't have to make money. You don't have to sell advertising successfully. In fact, we're going to cut the ad load in half. You just go out and do the best possible journalism you can, and money be danged. So I got to tell you, what they really bring to this is a huge staff. You know, 900 employees, 400 in the newsroom, 11 U.S. bureaus, 70 bureaus overseas. I mean, my gosh, they're going to go right from nothing to something.
And in fact, some Chicago journalists have already been picked up for Al Jazeera as well. But there are different kinds of journalism, but what are they promising in terms of news coverage?
Yeah, good point about Antonio Mora, former WBBM staffer. He and Joey Chan and Soledad O'Brien, Sheila McVicker, a lot of fairly big-name anchors and a lot of local reporters for the bureaus have been picked up. And, what they're promising here is high-level content, kind of a blend of ITN and NPR and BBC. Soledad O'Brien talked about doing, quote, thoughtful 8 to 10 minute pieces. So they want to get away from the opinion-driven shout fest and celebrity news and all the junk we see on U.S. television news at both the local and the network level and do something, quite frankly, you have to describe it as kind of highbrow, very from the heartland type of on-the-street reporting about the condition in America's main street. Again, very highbrow, very ambitious, a great idea, but I have to tell you, I'm not skeptical. I hope they make it, but you know, the thing about this, as you guys well know, there is what people know they should watch when you go and survey them and say, would you like more public affairs and policy-related news? And people would say, yes, because they know they should. But, you know, they're also turning around and watching Honey Boo Boo. So it's going to be very interesting to see if they can sell this. But again, they don't have the pressure to sell because they've said the money doesn't matter. So they have a kind of a unique opportunity here to do something good and not have to sell it.
I do not mean this in any pejorative sense, but you said from the heartland. Al Jazeera is clearly not from the heartland. This is a company that a news outlet is owned by one of the sheikhs in Qatar, which is one of the oil emirates in the Persian Gulf. Their thrust may or may not be neutral. What is your thinking about that? Isn't that something that we as Americans who consume news have to be wary of, just as we're wary of what we get from Fox or CNN or even public television?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's a good point. And I think what you're gesturing at is an even bigger deal for them, and that is their image and their brand. They got raked over the coals, of course, by the Bush administration during their coverage of the Persian Gulf War, and were kind of packaged as the voice of the terrorists here in the United States. The rest of the world, do they see them that way? I don't think so necessarily. And I think they've signed a lot of people and made a lot of promises to people on staff to be a honest broker of news and information. But I know this sounds like a cop-out, but only time will tell. And I quite frankly think if the American public picks up on some kind of an untoward bias we'll see what happens with viewership and what happens with staff. I don't think a lot of the people who have signed on would necessarily sign on to something that they didn't feel was going to be delivering on the promises they talk about. And yes, you know, to some degree, you can hear me saying it right here. They've bought some credibility based on the people they have. But I got to tell you, you know, Sherman, if you were paid $100,000 to do something you didn't believe in, would you do it? I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll find out.
I can say this. I've watched Al Jazeera on the internet for quite some time. They deliver a very professionally looking product. There is no money scrimp. The sets are quite lavish. The whole look of the thing is very professional. We'll see about the content and how the American news consumer accepts it.
And not all of us will be able to see it in Chicago. You'll be able to catch it on if you have Comcast. Right, but not otherwise for now. Tom Layson is president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Thanks for joining us.